Today I'm going to share with you some home defense tips to make sure you never experience a home invasion. If you don't know me, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer. I'm married. I got 6 kids, so I definitely have some important things I want to protect.
Please welcome back former CIA officer Jason Hansen.
Former CIA Jason Hansen.
This handsome fella is Jason Hansen.
Okay. This is Jason Hansen, former CIA guy.
Now, one of the most important things, and my number one tip, the first tip, when it comes to surviving a home invasion, making sure you never have one, is you want to case your house, you want to case your neighborhood. So in the spy world, you case places. So that means you know where the cameras are in an area, you know where the one-way streets, you know where there's construction, you know where people come and go. Now, it's very important that you do this because criminals do the same thing. So I'll tell you the best way, also speaking of casing in the spy world, you want to know the best way to case someplace and make sure you're never detected? It's to have your cover be as someone who's exercising, jogging, running. The beauty of that is you're walking around a neighborhood and area, you've got your earbuds in and you're dressed in your jogging clothes, you've maybe got one of those armbands that blinks so people can see you're walking around when it's dark. Nobody gives them a second look. Nobody pays attention to it at all. So in the spy world, you can do this if you're casing a place. Because you just go around the same time every day, nobody thinks twice because people usually exercise it the same day. So don't turn to a life of crime, but if you're going to, that's how you case a place, make sure you're not caught. Anyways, going back to our homes and out of the spy world, as I said, criminals do the same thing. They case a place. They're walking around saying, which home offers me the path of least resistance? Which home in this neighborhood is gonna allow me to get in, get out quickly without being detected? So what you want to do is you want to case your own neighborhood. Go for a walk. Don't do this in a car because you learn so much more information when you have boots on the ground, you're walking around. Walk around your neighborhood, and by the time you're done, if you say, hey, my house has the least security measures, well, then obviously you need to fix that. So how do you fix that? Well, here's tip number two. Make sure that you have a good perimeter exterior home defense measures set up. What does that mean? Simply have an alarm sign. Alarms are cheap. They're $20-25 a month. Everybody should have one. If for some reason you don't want to get an alarm, which I recommend you do, then go online, spend $15 for an alarm sign that you can stick in your yard from eBay, Amazon, whatever. But try and get an alarm. Also, in addition to having an alarm sign, have cameras. You want cameras all around your house. Very important. I like my cameras to be hardwired into the home. You can also, of course, use wireless cameras. But you should have them everywhere. Very important. Here's a quick funny story. I do home security audits. So super wealthy people bring me into their drug dealer mansions. I call them drug dealer mansions because it looks like Tony Montana lives there. But they bring me into these mansions and I do a home security audit. I tell them, here's where you need a camera. You know, I make sure they're protected because they've got a lot of stuff inside. Well, one time I had a guy bring me in and he wasn't a super rich person. He had more of a normal house. And I'm telling him, hey, you need cameras around this house. Well, for some reason or another, and he could definitely afford it, he decides he doesn't want to get cameras. So I say, well, the next best alternative is you can go online, spend, you know, $15-20 for plastic cameras. They look the exact same thing as a real camera. Nobody's really going to tell the difference. So he puts up these fake cameras around his house. About 6 months after this, he calls me and he says, hey, Jason, guess what? My neighbor just had their home broken into. Nobody touched my house. Isn't that great news? I'm like, okay, good deal. And he says, but the police came over to my house and they wanted me to pull the security footage from my cameras. So we obviously had to tell the police they weren't real cameras and there was no security footage. I still encourage the guy to get real cameras all around your house. In addition to cameras, you want motion sensor lights. I recommend solar motion sensor lights. That way if the electricity goes out, they're still going on. And of course, solar motion sensor lights are cheap. They last forever. I've had them on my house for years without replacing them. If you have a dog, awesome. If you don't, still have a dog bowl, still have some chew toys around. Again, if a criminal's casing your house and he sees that you have a dog or thinks you have a dog, he doesn't want to get bit. He doesn't want DNA evidence left behind. He doesn't want that dog barking. So he's going to go to the neighbors who show absolutely no signs of having any type of dog. If you have a fence, great. If not, I mean, you don't have to spend the money on the fence. It's not huge. I mean, the best things to do are the alarm sign, the motion sensor lights, security cameras. So make your house look better than your neighbor's house. Now, let's talk about the interior. What happens, heaven forbid, worst case scenario, that at 3 a.m. your front door is getting kicked in or your back door or wherever? You need an uber simple self-defense plan, home defense plan. I'm going to tell you what mine is. On my nightstand, I have 2 rapid access safes. They have handguns in them. The reason I use handguns is because I've got to go around my house, and I'll explain what I mean in a minute, meaning I'm not just going to hunker down. If you're going to hunker down, use a shotgun. Use a AR. Doesn't matter. If you're going to use a shotgun, use a Remington 870 shotgun. Use buckshot. You don't want to use birdshot because that'll just angry the guys. So Remington 870, buckshot. If you're going to use an AR, I love AR-15s. I own more than 99% of people in this world. I think they're great. So use one if you want. But because I have to go out in my house and I'm moving around, a pistol is just much easier to maneuver. So in those rapid access safe, each one has a pistol. I have a cell phone on my nightstand. I have a flashlight. I'm going to show you some of the safes real quick. This one, you know, very simple, nothing fancy. This one does not require any electronics. That is important. I'm going to show you another one. Oh, this one's heavy as can be. This one's a simplex safe. You just push the buttons. All your safes, you should be able to open in a matter of seconds. I do have electronic safes, but I always have a non-electronic as backup. Why? Because electronic safes break. The batteries go bad. I've had it happen to me. You always want to have a backup. Also, I don't use any biometric safes where you have to swipe your fingerprint. I've tried them. They're still not that good. They don't work often enough. So if you're sweaty, sometimes they don't open. If maybe you've been gardening, your hands are dirty, whatever, they may not open. In a life and death situation, when your front door is getting kicked in at 3 a.m., you need to be able to get the gun fast, which is why I have the rapid access safes that I can open in 3 seconds or whatever it might be. When I open them, I'm going to show you just one of them. This is a Walther PDP. I love guns, you know, SIG. Remington RP9, by the way, is a great gun. It's a redheaded stepchild of guns. It gets no respect. It's Rodney Dangerfield of guns. But I love the Remington RP9. Works great. I teach a lot of pistol classes. Never had an issue with it. So Glock, of course, well known. You know, just whatever you're going to get a good gun. This one, as I said, is a Walther. It's got a Trijicon red dot. It's got a Surefire light under here. If you don't want to put a light on there, you actually absolutely got to have a light somewhere. So it just means you're going to have a flashlight. You're going to hold that flashlight in your hand. As I said earlier, I've got to go out. I have 6 kids. And my old house where I lived, and I have fewer kids at the time, all the bedrooms were upstairs. What does that mean? That means if I had a home invasion, I could go to the choke point. So the choke point in most places is the top of the stairs. So I grab my gun, flashlight, go to the top of the stairs, say, you know, hey, I've got a gun, get out of my house. And if somebody's stupid enough to run up the stairs, then I use my gun, I stop the threat, I defend myself. You know, piece of cake, right? Well, in my new house, and because I've had more kids since then, I've got bedrooms upstairs, I've got bedrooms in the basement. This means I can't just go to the choke point and sit there with a gun, hoping the guy, you know, the criminal leaves the house, because the criminal could get to one of my kids in the basement. So I've got to treat it as an active shooter situation, meaning when there's an active shooter in a mall or somewhere, the police don't just sit there and wait for backup. They've got to go stop that active shooter immediately. I've got to do the same thing for a home invasion. So I grab my gun, grab my flashlight, and I've got to go out there and stop the intruder before he gets to my kids. The good news is I know my home layout better than anybody else, so I can get out fast. If you can't have your gun and flashlight in your hand in 10 seconds or less and be rocking and rolling out of there, you're doing something wrong. Another thing I recommend on the interior is glass breaker alarms. The reason you want glass breaker alarms is if somebody tries to break the glass, it sets off an annoying loud sound, and that'll notify you something's going on. True story. A while back here where I live in Utah, we had a very bad hailstorm. Middle of the night, my 6-year-old daughter's glass breaker alarm goes off. Gun, flashlight. I'm in the room and everything in less than 10 seconds. And of course, I'm looking around, I'm checking, I'm making sure there's nobody in there. None of the glass is shattered. Everything looks good to go. Well, I go check my security cameras to make sure that nobody was there. And after looking, nobody was there. It was just a large piece of hail that had hit the glass breaker alarm and everything was fine. That was a good dry run. That was a good test, making sure that everything worked right. So try your home defense plan. It should be simple, meaning set your alarm for 2 a.m. Gun, flashlight, out the door, take care of business. Now, I train a lot of people. Some don't like guns, which is fine, to each his own. I love guns. I carry concealed every single day. I've got a Sig Sauer P365 in my pocket right now, Spear Gold Dot Rounds. However, if you don't want guns, or maybe you live in an apartment and penetration, you're worried about that, I'll show you some alternatives that people I train use. One of them is this bad boy here. Yes, this is a tomahawk that I beat the living daylights out of. This will take care of somebody. So a gun is my number one choice, but if a criminal breaks in, you're standing at the top of the stairs with this, it doesn't take any ninja moves, everybody knows how to slash and strike with a tomahawk, it's got a good intimidation factor, so that is better than nothing. If you want to see awesome videos of me smashing cars and destroying this and get more info on this and buy one, go to freetomahawk.com. Now, in addition to tomahawk, something else you can use is this kukri. Another big knife here. So again, if you don't want a gun, if you can't have a gun, whatever, this will do the job. This is a good alternative. So you stand at the top of the stairs. Again, doesn't take much to slice this. It's got the intimidation factor. So you can use this. If you're going to use a gun, I highly recommend that you always have around in the chamber. Every gun in my house is loaded, but every gun is in a rapid access safe, since I mentioned I have six kids. One time I was training a fellow, and he says, hey, my wife doesn't like guns. I promised her I would not have around in the chamber. I told him it was a bad idea, but hey, if that's what he promised his wife, that's what he's got to do. One night, when he was asleep, all of a sudden somebody starts pounding on his front door. He grabs his gun, flashlight, goes to the front door. He's screaming, you know, I've got a gun, get away. He said for about 20 seconds, somebody's pounding on his door like they're going to break it in. After about 20 seconds, it stops. His wife calls the police. The police come and find out it was some guy who was high on drugs going around the neighborhood trying to kick indoors, but everybody was fine. So everything was good. However, this guy told me, he said, when I'd calmed down, you know, when my adrenaline had, you know, calmed down a bit, I realized I was sitting there at the front door pointing a gun that had no round in the chamber because I did not remember to chamber the round. So if that guy would have kicked in the door, well, guess what? He would have gone click and that guy would have been on top of him. So always have a loaded gun. I mean, if you're a responsible gun owner, if you train, it's a no-brainer not to have a loaded gun because in a high-stress situation, you will not remember to chamber that round. Other things, people ask me, hey, Jason, do you use hearing protection? Well, when I go to the shooting range and I teach classes, absolutely. But on my nightstand, absolutely not. In a high threat situation where every second counts, I'm not gonna take my time to be like, all right, let me put in my foamies, let me put in my electronic ears. That is absolute nonsense. Anybody who's been in a high threat situation will tell you, your hearing's gonna be fine. You're gonna have auditory exclusion. The last thing you're gonna worry about is your hearing when you think somebody's getting kicked or your door's getting kicked in at 3 a.m. So do not worry about hearing protection on your nightstand. That is a waste of time. Other thing they ask me about is body armor. What about body armor? I love it, I own it. But for home defense, when my front door is getting kicked in at 3 a.m., I'm not gonna take the time to strap it on. If I had advance notice, maybe I know a mob's coming down the street or something like that, and I have plenty of time, well then sure, I'm gonna strap on body armor. But for a regular home defense situation where every second counts, all I'm doing is opening that safe, grabbing gun, flashlight, going out there, confronting the threat. So don't worry about taking the time for body armor because that split second you take may be the one that costs, you know, your family's life or something else. When it comes to home defense, I said it earlier, keep it super simple. Case your neighborhood, make sure your exterior looks good, make sure whether you're using a gun, a tomahawk, whatever you're using, that you have some weapon to defend yourself, and I pray that you never experience a home invasion. Also, please don't forget, like, subscribe, turn on that ring notification, and I will soon have some very more important tips for you.